Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Let me set the scene for you. It's 1979, and your friend Dave, who has the best basement in the neighborhood, calls to tell you he's got something new. You bike over as fast as your Schwinn will take you, throw your bike down on the lawn, and burst through the door only to find a wood-paneled box hooked up to the family TV. It's an Atari 2600, and your mind is about to be blown. Now, for those of you born post-1980, the Atari 2600 was the gaming system. The box came with a single joystick, a stick and a button, simple yet elegant, and the promise of endless entertainment. You might say, wait, wasn't Pong the first big video game? And you'd be right. Pong was a cultural moment in its own right, but Atari didn't stop there. No, Atari brought the arcade home and turned our living rooms into the coolest spots in town. Let's talk about the games. First up, Space Invaders. If you didn't own it, you knew someone who did. This was the game that convinced parents the Atari wasn't just a fad. Aliens marching down the screen? A lone pixelated cannon defending Earth? It was like being in Star Wars, except you didn't have to fight over who got to be Han Solo. And then there was Pitfall. Oh, Pitfall. Did you know this gem sold over 4 million copies? Jumping over crocodiles, swinging on vines, dodging scorpions. It was Indiana Jones without the boulder, although it felt just as nerve-wracking when you missed that vine. Now let's pause here for a moment to talk about the girls. Contrary to the stereotype, girls were absolutely playing these games. Sure, the marketing often leaned heavily on boys. Because, hey, gender norms of the 1980s. But trust me, plenty of girls were outscoring their brothers at Asteroids and leaving their cousins in the dust in pole position. If you were lucky enough to have an older sister or a cool babysitter who'd mastered Pac-Man, you'd know. She was the queen of the joystick. And speaking of Pac-Man, let's not forget Ms. Pac-Man, a game that not only improved on the original, but became a cultural icon in her own right. That bow, iconic. But these games weren't cheap. Adjusted for inflation, an Atari 2600 cost about $800 in today's money. Games were around $30-$45, which would be roughly $100 now. And yet, we begged, we pleaded, we did extra chores. When Santa delivered that Atari on Christmas morning, pure magic. Of course, by Santa, I mean your parents taking advantage of Sears' layaway plan. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Here's something wild. By 1982, Atari was selling 8 million consoles a year. That's more than the population of Switzerland at the time. And yet, success was a double-edged sword. You see, Atari also gave us the legendary disaster known as E.T. the Extraterrestrial. The game was so bad that it's rumored Atari buried unsold cartridges in a landfill. Turns out, not a rumor. They really did dig up thousands of copies in New Mexico in 2014. The 80s, am I right? But let's get back to the joy of those simpler times. The appeal of Atari wasn't just the games. It was the community it created. Friends huddled around a small TV screen, yelling at each other to go left. No, left. Siblings duking it out in combat, trading turns in Frogger, or marveling at the sheer absurdity of Yar's revenge. By the way, Yar's revenge is a fantastic example of how much imagination Atari required. You were, what? A mutated housefly battling an evil Kotile in space? Sure, why not? And how about those graphics? By today's standards, they were, let's call them, minimalist. But back then, they were the height of technology. A few pixels were all it took to immerse us in other worlds. And let's not forget the sounds. That satisfying beep, beep, beep when you cleared a level, or the ominous hum of enemy ships closing in, those noises are forever etched into our collective memory. Now, if you're thinking, why all this fuss over a system that barely handled 8-bit graphics? Well, Atari wasn't just a console. It was a cultural touchstone. It paved the way for everything that came after. Nintendo, Sega, PlayStation, Xbox. Without Atari, there's no Call of Duty, no Minecraft, no Candy Crush. Okay, maybe we could live without Candy Crush, but you get my point. Let's dive deeper into what made Atari special, the accessibility. For many kids, Atari was their first brush with technology, sparking curiosity about how things worked. Who didn't flip through the instruction booklet, usually a combination of hilarious artwork and cryptic hints, to figure out just what to do in Adventure? Yes, Adventure. With its hidden Easter egg, it's considered the first example of a secret level in gaming. Did you know the creator, Warren Robinette, snuck his name into the game because Atari refused to credit developers? That tiny pixelated room with his name was an act of rebellion. Punk rock in video game form. And then there were the multiplayer games. Remember the Chaos of Warlords? Four players, four castles, and one bouncing fireball of doom. Friendships were forged and broken over that game. And Breakout, a game that turned breaking walls into an art form. Did you know Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak worked on the arcade version? Yep, before Apple, they were making their mark in the gaming world. Let's not forget the accessories. The paddle controllers for games like Kaboom or Super Breakout were revolutionary. And the sheer joy of using the driving controller for Indy 500, although, let's be honest, it was more spin the wheel and hope for the best than actual racing. And who could forget the disappointment of the Atari trackball, which sounded cool in theory but didn't quite deliver on the promise. Of course, Atari's impact extended beyond gaming. It influenced fashion. Who else had an Atari t-shirt? And even music. Buckner and Garcia's Pac-Man fever wasn't just a novelty hit. It captured a moment in time when video games were becoming a cultural force. Released in 1981, the song climbed all the way to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and sold over 1 million copies. Think about that. A song about chasing ghosts and munching dots became a mainstream hit. It wasn't just a song. It was an anthem for arcade kids everywhere. And it even spawned an entire album dedicated to video game-themed tracks. Who else remembers Do the Donkey Kong or Ode to a Centipede from that album? It was cheesy, it was fun, and it was a perfect encapsulation of how video games were becoming woven into pop culture. And arcades, fueled by Atari's success, became social hubs. You'd bring a roll of quarters, grab a soda, and spend hours trying to beat the high score on Defender. And then there were the game cartridges themselves. That satisfying click when you slid one into the console? Pure magic. The artwork on the boxes promised worlds of adventure far beyond what those pixels could deliver. But it didn't matter. The magic was in the potential. The idea that you could conquer space, rescue a princess, or swing over a pit of alligators without ever leaving your living room. So, here's to the Atari 2600. A box that turned a generation of kids into joystick-wielding adventurers. Whether you were blasting aliens, dodging barrels, or just trying to keep your blocky frog alive, Atari wasn't just a game system. It was a passport to new worlds, a ticket to childhood camaraderie, and for some of us, our very first taste of gaming glory. And that, my friends, is something worth celebrating.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.